Priest is one of the single most recognisable frontmen in rock. Paul Stanley. Changed the face of rock, sold over 100 million albums, and broke the mold of live rock. With the previous postponement of the 2019 End of the Road Australian Tour, buckle up, Kiss Army. Yes! The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers have marked November and December in their calendar this year to bring their iconic live rock show back to Oz one final time. Tell us all about it. Please welcome to the show, the Star Child. Paul Stanley.
Wow. Wow. Welcome.
Rock and roll royalty.
Hello, Paul. It's an absolute pleasure. I can't tell you how important this is for me to speak to you. Growing up, Kiss, out of every band I ever followed and from a young age, no one had a bigger impact on my childhood. Then Kiss, I had pictures of you guys on my bedroom walls. It was like wallpaper. It was amazing. And I can't wait to see you in concert later in the year.
For me, it's like light at the end of the tunnel. In the States, we've been devastated by the pandemic and by COVID. I can only say kudos to you for controlling and really limiting the spread in a way that other countries are envious of. We've been in a virtual lockdown for a year.
Wow.
So for us to finally be able to look at a ray of hope, and what better than finally being able to come to your shores and to do the show, you know, we're so proud of. This is a magnificent behemoth of a show. It's a... everything that you would expect from us and more.
It'll be a great time to see you when Kiss have been locked up, caged up for a year, and not being able to scratch that itch, which is live performance. I'm getting we're going to get one with the lot. Mm. I have to take you back, I think, to your first ever tour of Australia, and you played my hometown of Melbourne, and you played at a place called Waverley Park, a big outdoor arena.
Yes, I have photos.
You have photos? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
I was a young boy at the time, and I asked my mum if I could go and see Kiss in concert, and she said, no, you're too young. So I went to my bedroom, and just before I slammed the door shut, I said, I have no mother. Slam. And then locked myself in my room for a couple of days. That's how badly I took it. So can you ask my mum if I can go this time?
Yeah, I don't know, you know, only if you've been good.
That's right.
You know, I remember that so well because that was tagged as Kisteria.
Yeah, correct.
Our first trip to Australia for me was mind-boggling and eye-opening. You have to realize that in the States, back at that point, we didn't have social media, we didn't have an internet. So our knowledge of Australia really was the Easy Beats and Kangaroos.
Well, the Kiss Army was our contact with you and the world at that stage.
Well, literally, you know, people would say, do kangaroos like hop down the street?
Wow. Okay.
But I have to say that when we heard that we were massive and we came, it was eye-opening. I've had an ongoing love for your country, and I find myself sometimes thinking that I love Australia more than some Aussies do. You have this most spectacular, beautiful country, amazing people, the best Shiraz in the world.
Have Kiss ever released their own range of wine? I know AC/DC did and a couple of other heavy metal bands. I would love a Kiss Merlot.
I've been offered some opportunities Barossa we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, back to this tour, every band at this point or any performer you see basically has Kiss DNA in their show.
Yeah.
I mean, every show that's out there is built on something that we pretty much really initiated, which is the idea that people deserve to get bang for the buck in one form or another.
Well, you were showman. You were first. You didn't turn up alive and do a series of songs that you'd recorded. You actually brought a show that had pyrotechnics, had revolving drum kits, and fire
it was
breathing,
an
event. And giant shoes. It became a cultural event.
Mm. Yeah, and this, I have to say, this is the greatest show we've ever done. It's cutting-edge technology. The reviews from fans and from the journalists have been stellar.
Yeah.
And we couldn't be more proud to do these last shows with a show that I think raises the bar once again. Yeah. And it's an amazing time for us to be with our fans and to show them why they've stuck by us. And the ones who come for the first time find themselves going, gee, I wish I had come to this a bit sooner. So it's a very, very, very special time.
You've always been innovators. You've come out here with orchestras. You've played shows for
masks on, masks
with
off.
Masks on, masks off. You played makeup. A couple of things I want to get to the bottom of. The first time, the decision to make, you're sitting around the band. How did you go, hey, guys, you know what we should do? Whack on some makeup. Mm. How did that decision come about?
We always wanted to be the band we never saw. We wanted to take everything that had been done and and take it further. Again, we wanted to give the audience something that we thought was lacking. So the makeup really was just an extension of us. It wasn't a costume, so to speak.
Was it for privacy? Was it so you could walk down the street? Was it like a superpower that allowed you to live a dual life?
I wish I could say we were brilliant and we thought of that, but no. Actually, the opposite. There was a time where to be this massive band and to be able to go to the newsstand and pick up magazines that you're on the cover of was very bizarre. So no, we didn't plan that out. Mm. We just wanted people to see this force of nature, these omnipotent personalities. Yeah. We just thought that seeing us like this at that time would dilute, you know, what we were trying to embody.
It got me, and in fact, I got beaten up on my bicycle riding through Mount Eliza wearing Gene Simmons makeup older boys. So that was another formative experience from my childhood. Paul, I was also the first one, because my father was an airline pilot, and he went over to Japan, and I got the first copy of Kiss Alive 2 Australia.
Yeah.
So I had it in Australia. He brought it back for me, and I used to charge my friends. I probably owe you a royalty here, but I used to charge my friends who would line up around the block, and I'd let them in, and for a dollar, they were allowed to hear one song off the new Kiss Alive 2
Entrepreneur.
Album. So that's just an insight into the kind of influence you had on a group of young boys growing up.
Well, for me, my first trip to Australia was just eye-opening, and I found myself thinking, I could live here, and I must confess that. I did go look at houses, and then it just didn't seem practical. Mm. But for us to be able to come back, especially after we had to postpone and cancel the tour really at the 11th hour. I was hoping the doctors were going to give me the green light, and they didn't. So,
well, we've got you this
can't
time.
Can't wait to have you back. Paul, I read recently, because we often play a lot of Foo Fighters here on this station, along with Kiss as well, and Dave Grohl, one of the great frontmen like yourself. Was it true that your kids went to the same elementary school? So you do school drop-off, and there's Dave Grohl, there's Paul Stanley. Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would see Dave, and we would talk in the mornings, and our kids went to school for a few years together.
Right.
And Gwen Stefani.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Was there like a... That would have been a good school concert.
Could you imagine?
Going to. You could have formed a super group for the kids.
Yeah. Don't laugh, because actually my other band, our album, Soul Station, comes out next month. Soul Station first got together to do a show that was a fundraiser at the school.
There you go.
You know, look, Dave, he's a rock star, and the band is fabulous.
And he was a fan of yours too, Paul. Yeah. So he'd wake up in the morning, he'd have the Kiss posters on his wall, he'd, you know, pay respect to your band. So it must be an honor for you to know that, you know, Kiss are an inspiration to bands like the Foo Fighters.
Absolutely. You know, all of us have influences and inspirations. Mm. When you look at some of the people who cite Kiss, it's a huge compliment. The Foo Fighters are fabulous. Dave is an amazing performer, an amazing writer, singer, all of the above. So, yeah, we had fun, you know, at that morning drop-off.
Yes. Well, he's doing it, but does he look good in makeup? That's what I want to know. Dave, give us the dates
We are super excited.
This extraordinary tour coming up.
So November 14 at RAC Arena in Perth, it all kicks off. That's followed Wednesday, November 17 in Adelaide at the Entertainment Centre. A couple of shows in Melbourne, a Rod Laver Arena, November 20 and 21. Kudos Bank Arena in Sydney on the 26th of November. Brisbane Entertainment Centre, that'll be on Tuesday, November 30. And you're making your way to far north Queensland. Shout out to our Townsville listeners as well.
Yeah.
Performing at Queensland Country Bank Stadium, December 4, which will be an outdoor show. Pre-sale tickets will be available through Telstra Plus. That's from 10 a.m. local time. That'll be this coming Tuesday.
Yep.
And then general public tickets will go on sale at midday next Friday.
Go
through Tickettech.com.au. You don't want to miss out.
Paul, can you tell my mum to let me go and see you at the Rod Laver Arena for this concert,
you need permission.
Please?
I will write you a note.
You're a good man. All
so
right.
Good.
We're going to kick it off now with one of my favorite tracks, track number one from Destroyer.
Let's do it, Detroit Rock City. The great Paul Stanley from Kiss. Thanks for joining us on Malloy.
Thank you.